I cannot begin to express how much I appreciate stupid criminals because they give us so much to talk about. The first one is over there in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
27-year-old man in Minnesota broke into a woman's house earlier in the month and decided to rob the place. Cops caught up to him. You know why? Because while he committed the crime, he had his GPS ankle bracelet on. What an idiot. He got the ankle monitor after he was caught robbing a Subway last month. He's now facing more charges. Way to go, Duvas! Yay! 89-year-old woman successfully fought off a robber with a sword. 89-year-old woman was working at her convenience store in Washington on Sunday when a guy came in and demanded money from the register. He pulled out a 3-foot sword, and the woman responded by grabbing a golf club. Don't mess with my Big Bertha. She managed to hit him in the legs, and he took off running. He did not get any money. The cops are now looking for him.
He couldn't disarm an 89-year-old woman with a golf club?
Dude, you want to walk into the swinging head of a club?
Oh, how hard could she swing it? She's 89.
You know what? I tell you what, that gives me a great idea. Ladies, if you are in the audience and you are in excess of 85 years old, please come to the studio, and we are going to allow you to swing the club at your leisure. Swing it away. Swing away. Tom will walk into it and try to take it away from you.
I bet we could get Tom to say just the right thing to make that happen.
I bet we could, too. 33-year-old guy tried to rob a bank in, that's right, Florida. What was his weapon of choice? Stick.
A stick.
A stick. Yeah, he went into a bank in Neptune Beach, Florida, Friday afternoon.
Was it a big stick? Was it a sharp stick?
I don't know. He could have poked somebody's eye out.
If it was a big stick, was he walking softly?
He demanded $5,000, which is unusual because usually they just like, give me all the money. He wanted $5,000.
Enough to make his rent.
The teller gave him $124. He ran off. None of the customers were exactly intimidated by a guy with a stick, and they quickly called the cops. They caught him riding his bike away from the scene a few minutes later. He was charged with armed robbery and resisting arrest. Ching, ching.
Armed robbery.
Ching, ching. Hey, it's a
with
stick.
With a stick.
He could have.
So, yeah. If you're going to actually.
You could break the skin.
If you're going to rob something and you're going to be armed.
Yep.
Get a knife. Get a gun. Well, get something other than a stick because you're going to get busted the same way.
Well, Florida has mandatory 10-20 life. You use a gun, it's mandatory 10 years. You fire the gun, mandatory 20 years. Mm. You kill somebody during a robbery with a gun, mandatory life sentence.
I agree with all of that.
That's justice done the right way. Last but not least, Tom, this one's going to interest you. 36-year-old woman in Virginia was arrested recently for running a strip club out of her house. Cops found out about it after one of the customers tipped them off. Why did they get alerted? She was upset that the woman was charging $2 for drinks.
Without a liquor license, probably.
It's not the license. It was too much money. I am upset. You're charging way too much.
I don't care that you have naked women dancing around here.
So there it is. All of that makes me feel good. It makes me just glad to be alive so that we have people to make fun of. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
A quick look at the news.
This is the segment we call the Where's Waldo of Jokes. You let us know when you find the joke that's funny. Ready? The world is mourning the death of Maya Angelou. Millions of people honored her yesterday by Googling her poems and then posting a quote on Facebook that they had never heard before. The final tab for Kim and Kanye's wedding is going to be about $3 million. And seriously, I know this seems like a lot of money, but that is a small price to pay for something that will last forever. Johnny.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, okay. Johnny Depp is in talks to play Harry Houdini in a new movie. It's going to be awesome, replied the people who have not seen Transcendence, The Lone Ranger, Dark Shadows, the list goes on. The next season of nothing? Not tickling anything at all?
Not yet.
All right.
It's still coming.
Okay. All right. The next season of True Detective will feature female investigators. It will remain 8 episodes, but the first 6 will be the detectives trying to parallel park.
Oh, brother.
Oh.
65% of people who get plastic surgery say they ultimately regret it. We call this the Melanie Griffith effect.
Yes, yes, we do.
And did you hear about this? This is, I haven't heard this in the news. A porn star is running against Rob Ford, you know, the mayor of Toronto?
Right.
Going to run against him. She's decided to run so that she could offer residents the option of having a mayor with a less embarrassing past.
When Rob Ford first heard this, he thought rub against him instead of running against him. Like, yeah, that's great.
Hey, no, hey. No. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the Waldo joke right there. Right. Retirement home for gays is opening in Spain. Residents get angry when their kids, you know, their grandkids don't call, and even angrier when their grandkids don't accessorize. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much. Please use all the information we provided for good, you know, not for evil.
The economy sucks and you can't afford Christmas, but it's okay. Give your kids the gift that's been around for centuries. Stick, stick, stick. Stick is the original Transformer. 1 minute Stick is a rifle, then Stick transforms into a sword. Even your kid can be Harry Potter as Stick changes into a magic wand. Stick, stick, stick. Stick can be your dance partner. Stick can be your imaginary friend that tells you to do bad things like stabbing the cat in the eye. Stick, stick, stick. Stick is a million toys in one. Stick can be a sharp, pointy thing to antagonize baby birds, beehives, anthills, and your little sister. And parents, Stick is more than a toy. It also can be used as a behavior modification tool.
Stop hitting yourself! Stir with your stick!
From the makers of Rock, it's Stick, Stick, Stick!
I hate Stick.
Available everywhere.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.